Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ami Kazar back on the show. Ami is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of Multi Funding. He's helping a lot of people every day get the funding that they need by just introducing them to the people who do that sort of thing. He's kind of a clearinghouse for help folks, but he's also a thought leader. And we have him join us on the show from time to time to talk about some of the issues that small business owners are facing. Ami, welcome back to the show.
Jim, pleasure as always to be with you.
Good to have you back. So one of the things that I've talked a lot about on the show before over the years that's still worth talking about is this thing about being in crisis managers. You could be in a crisis because, well, a lot of reasons. Some things that you didn't create, a customer balks on you, defaults on you, or goes away or whatever, that could create a crisis. A lot of different things could cause that. But some of the crises we have are made by ourselves, aren't they?
They are. But at the same time, in some respect, in my world, from the finance perspective, it doesn't matter where the crisis came from, but you always need to be thinking about your financing strategy, both offensively and defensively, and getting ready for a rainy day. It's disappointing. It's sad to me, Jim, how many phone calls we'll get every week in an office where there's a crisis.
Yeah.
And someone's faced with 60% interest rates because they need money rapidly.
Right.
And if they had planned ahead and prepared for the possibility of a crisis, they wouldn't be in this situation today.
Well, one thing we know about crises, whether it's for the family or for the business, somebody's going to spend some money that wasn't planned to be spent, right? It's going to cost money. And so if you realize that all small businesses are going to have a crisis sometime during the year, maybe several, maybe some small ones, maybe a big one, you need to be prepared for that, don't you? You need to have a plan for what are you going to do when whatever may happen. I mean, you don't have to say it's a customer leaving or whatever. Just say, okay, what happens if I need $25,000 I didn't expect to need?
That's correct. And so I want to share, if I can, Jim, a couple of rules or ideas that I think are helpful.
Okay.
The first one I'll say, it's an old rule, and I think everyone knows it, but the best time when banks want to give you money is when you don't need it.
Right, of course.
And so for anyone who's listening out there today whose business is in pretty good shape, who doesn't have a line of credit, go get one today.
Yep.
Yeah. Stick it in the drawer and don't use it exorbitantly or don't use it for anything.
Don't use it at all if you don't need it.
Or don't use it at all, but keep it there as your rainy day fund.
And can I stick something in there? I mean, folks, if you're working with an independent community bank, if you're working with a local banker, especially a community banker, all that could mean is they have your banker has your financial statement and a tax return on file. You have a history of performing on your loans, and you've already called them to borrow $25,000. They loan it to you. And then you paid it back in 90 days. Do that a couple of times, even if you don't need the money. And then that's what he means by, well, I mean, means that's what you mean when you say put it in the drawer. It's not really in the drawer. It's this relationship and your history of performance, isn't it?
That's correct. But even one step beyond that, Jim, they'll give you a line of credit if you know, your business is profitable and you're doing fine and your credit's in decent shape. But I realize not everyone's in that situation.
Right.
But
I wasn't always. I can tell you that.
You're not always there, but when you're there, that's when you want to go get that line of credit.
Yeah, and build a relationship. That's exactly right. And folks, this is so important. And I'll tell you something else. Send your banker a cash flow statement. I email my banker my cash flow statement once a year, just so he sees what's going on. And then if I need some money, I call him up and it's done. I don't have to discuss it when I need it either, by the way, folks, when it's in that drawer that Ami was talking about. Quick break. Right back with Ami Kazar. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.